Let's go talk to Matt Charbonneau. I'll tell you what, I think his daughter is the Barry Bonds of girls softball. He shares a video every once in a while. We're all proud papas and mamas at the end of the day, but I saw it. How old your daughter?
She's 14.
She can crush it.
Yeah, she had a good one last weekend. This past weekend, though, she dove into third and ripped a nail off of her thumb.
So she
sucked it up and played about four games like that. So I was almost as proud of that as I was of the homer.
Oh, my God. What are you creating there at the Charbonneau Athlete Factory? Wow.
Well, you know.
Rip her nail. Hey, right now, put her in as a Navy SEAL. She's going to lose a nail and still can go play four games.
Well, you know, there might have been some fake nails left from homecoming on there, which
yeah,
I don't think.
Trust me, I got a junior daughter. These homecoming dresses they're wearing, I'm like,
oh, don't get
don't even get me going on that. And I'm like, you know, what's going on here? When I was in high school, the dresses, the girls looked like they were coming off the Little House on the Prairie set.
They're a little different now.
Hey, is that Laura Ingalls?
That's going back a little bit.
It is going back old school right there. Yeah, his daughter, he shared that. It was the home run video. She can crush it. So she's 14. Is she eighth grader going in the ninth or ninth going in the tenth?
It's the fall of her ninth grade year.
So she's going to play next year varsity softball, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. If you need me to call a coach, I can make a few calls.
I think we'll see, though.
Maybe. Yeah. No, yeah, that's a sweet swing. I showed it to my brother who teaches. He has, like, his power baseball has, like, half girls softball players that he teaches power hitting to and half boys, and he has a lot of success, and he's a former second-round pick of the Brewers. And Saturday night we were over having some pizza with my mom, and I showed him the swing, and he said, man, and like she's turning her hips and just – Was he called squashing the bug? He has his own hitting. I don't know what he's talking about, but he was pretty good.
He's worked hard, and it's paying off.
That's so awesome, buddy. I love the proud papa moments and the proud mama moments. I don't get that. That's the best part of the social networks. It really is Twitter and Facebook. When friends you know and coworkers or people you're close to, and you remember their kids when they're little or your own children, and then they're doing this, and you're like, I love that. It really is cool. All right, let's move on. Talk about Michigan at Michigan State on Saturday. Wolverines 4.5-point favorites on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board. If you weren't Matt Charbonneau writing for the Detroit News and you were on the DraftKings Sportsbook app or out in Vegas, what would you do with that number? Take Michigan State at home plus 4.5 or Michigan minus the 4.5?
I got to feel like right now I would take Michigan State plus the 4.5. In fact, you know, I don't know what some money lines out there. That might not be a bad bet either. Because I feel like if the team's going to win here, I figured the line was going to be right around the 3.5, 4, something like that. It's obviously getting bet up. I mean, I think some of this is the natural, and Michigan's also always going to have a little bit of an advantage here. I think it's because, you know, I think people naturally bet up Michigan a little bit. So, I don't know. I'd feel pretty comfortable with Michigan State at 4.5 right now. I mean, that's far from a guarantee. And luckily, I don't really gamble. If anyone sees my picks in the paper, sometime they'd wonder. I don't know. I like the balance of Michigan State's offense. I know it wasn't great 2 weeks ago. And, you know, they had that bad half at Nebraska. Something tells me that home atmosphere is going to be a little bit of an edge. I still think it's going to be close. I'd feel a little bit safer with the Michigan State side of that bet right now than Michigan. But, you know, there's certainly a path. I mean, Michigan runs the ball well. They throw the ball decent. And, you know, and Kenneth Walker can't get going. I mean, that's a pretty good formula for Michigan, too, to win by 10 points or something like that. So it's a pretty close line. But I think right now I would lean Michigan State just a little bit.
Yeah, the money line on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, I just checked it while you were delivering your opinion, plus 165. That seems like a pretty good bet, taking Michigan State at home, being undefeated at number 7 in the country.
Yeah, that might be the way I'd go. But, you know, like I said, some of those things I just brought up, maybe Michigan proves in this game that they can run against – you know, anybody, that can be the case. You know, Michigan State hasn't been great against the pass this year. And maybe this is a day that, you know, we've seen some life from that Michigan passing game the last couple games. Maybe that continues this game, you know, and maybe that front of Michigan's defense causes all sorts of problems for Michigan State's running game. I don't think any of those things are a stretch. And so at that point, now Michigan becomes the solid bet and they win by a touchdown or 10 points. I really think these teams are really, really close. So it makes it hard for me to say which bet is the safer bet. I just think it's a toss-up right now at this point.
And I think the toss-up is based on the quarterback with the better game throwing the ball, that team wins, whether it's Thorne or McNamara, or out of the blue if you get J.J. McCarthy comes in. But right now I'll go with the starters. Thorne or McNamara, whoever has the better game throwing the football, give that team the W.
I would tend to agree. And if Michigan State can protect Thorne, you know, if he's under pressure, you know, all bets are probably off. If he's got time to throw the ball, I mean, he's proven to this point how good he can be. Again, the Indiana game wasn't great, but overall this year he's been pretty darn good. You just wonder, though, that Michigan State offensive line, you know, as good as Michigan is up front, will they cause some problems there? You know, will they make Peyton Thorne get rid of the ball quicker than he wants to? Will they disrupt some things? If that happens, I don't think it's a slam dunk that Peyton Thorne has the better numbers in this game. So there's a lot to be unsure about, but I think you're right. If one of these teams is moving the ball through the air a little bit better than the other, I know we always talk about whoever wins the running battle in this game usually wins. I think they're both going to be able to run the ball. You know, they've both proven that, certainly Michigan has. So I think you're right. I think this quarterback battle and who has a little more success through the air could be a big difference in this one.
And the crowd, that's going to be a hornet's nest. And, you know, I look at, okay, Michigan this year, when they've been on the road, where have crowds been active and affected Michigan visually when I'm watching it? Late second quarter at Madison, and they were fired up, and Michigan came out, and that third quarter quieted the crowd, and they were jumping around, not the Wisconsin players by the end of the third. Nebraska, same thing. You could see the mojo and the crowd rising when Nebraska took the lead, but Michigan found a way to bounce back through the noise and the roar in Lincoln and win that game. So I'm sticking with what quarterback has a better game. They get the W. We'll talk later in the week. I want to get your prediction on the game, okay?
You got it.